T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour number two here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan, as Fox NFL insider Jordan Schultz joins us now to talk about the NFL with the trade deadline sitting 6 days away. Jordan, thanks for joining us once again. How the heck are you?
Hey, I'm doing really well. Thanks, guys.
Hey, could the Browns be trading Myles Garrett? Is this realistic to talk about from your perspective?
No, they're not going to move off of It's very easy to think, you know, this team is bad. Let's have a fire sale. The problem is that it's not good business to trade really good players. I mean, it's just kind of the same reason why a team like Miami, I don't see trading a Jaylen Waddle. Garrett obviously just signed a record-setting extension, and obviously teams are going to call on someone like that and try to take advantage of a team like Cleveland that is clearly not going to the playoffs and it doesn't have – a ton of young talent around him, but he will not be moved, no.
So is the entire trade market trending in that direction where all the star players we're talking about just are pretty much going to stay home, or do you think any of these big names will be moved?
You know, I don't think this is going to be the type of trade market that blows fans out of the water, but I do wonder if there's a significant move, dark horse out of nowhere move that does happen, because that seems to be the case every year. I go back to a Von Miller, a Leonard Williams, you know, to the Rams and Seahawks. There are moves that could be made. The problem is that a lot of these teams, mention Cleveland, mention Miami, a team like Tennessee, they're not keen to give up their top players. So for example, Tennessee with Jeffrey Simmons, you know, every team damn near in the league has called on him. But, and he needs an extension after this year. And he has switched agents. There's a lot of teams that would love to get Jeffrey Simmons. But Tennessee is going to say, well, we need 3 ones or 2 ones and a two. It's incredibly hard to get a big-time elite player. It's pretty hard to get a good player. What you mostly see are pick swaps. You know, I reported yesterday on Keon White and Kyle Duggar. These are late-round pick swaps. There's not a whole lot of monster moves that move the needle.
Jordan, when it comes to the linebackers that are possibly available on the market, I know Jerry's told our station, you know, maybe that's the position the Cowboys would be most interested in. What are some names that could be moved at linebacker?
I think the name that is probably most appetizing is Quincy Williams from the Jets. He is a very, very good player. And the Jets have some young playmakers on defense. I had mentioned last week there was about 5 or 6 that could be moved. Michael Carter was just traded their safety. But whether it's Jermaine Johnson or Will McDonald or, in this case, Quincy Williams, I think there's potentially more trades for the Jets to make. Now, Williams is one of those players that is incredibly intriguing because he can play in different schemes. He's very fast. He can cover some. He can blitz. He's just a really good football player. And I think the Jets are, as they're trying to build a new identity, one of these teams to really watch for, because acquiring draft capital is very, very important for a first-year GM, a first-year head coach. So I'd say Quincy Williams is one. One name that was brought up to me was Jordan Brooks, but I don't see him getting moved. He's been very good. They're winning. There's going to be one or two backers moved. We just saw a safety or a nickel corner moved. I think defensive tackle, a lot of teams desperate for help up front. I mentioned Jeffrey Simmons, but I just don't see that. But, you know, you could see pass rusher, defensive tackle. I think those are the positions to really look out for.
What about Jets defensive tackle Quinnen Williams? Is there any – I've seen some stuff about him floating around.
So Quinnen is far and away the best player on that defense. He's fantastic. He's an all-pro. He's a difference maker. The Jets, it's my understanding, they have gotten a number of calls. They are not willingly shopping him. But if they're blown away by a team that, let's say, picks up the phone and says, you know, hey, here's two ones and a two, something of that nature, monster offer, then I think they would strongly consider it. But, you know, having spoken to just a few teams today, I don't get the sense that anyone's going to blow them away. I don't get the sense that Aaron Glenn wants or Darren Moosey wants to trade Quinnen Williams. But I do think they're going to be active. I think Jermaine Johnson, good young pass rusher, Will McDonald potentially. Obviously, I mentioned Quincy. There's other moves to be made there.
NFL insider Jordan Schultz with us here on 105.3 The Fan. You brought up Jalen Waddle. You don't think Miami's going to move him. What about Bradley Chubb, Phillips, Minkah Fitzpatrick? Is that a team that maybe, you know, from a Cowboys lens, they could get involved with?
Chubb, all three of those pass rushers, Chubb, Phillips, and Judon to a lesser extent because he won't move the needle as much. But all three of those guys could be available or are available. It's a situation where, in that order, I would say it's in terms of most attractive to teams, it's Phillips 1, Chubb 2, Judon 3. Phillips is, you know, he's the youngest. He has a ton of tools. I think one, if I had to say right now, you know, less than a week or a week or so away, I think Phillips or Chubb gets traded. Not both, but one of them would be moved. And to your point about Dallas, you know, that would absolutely move the needle. It's not going to fix all your problems, but it'll move the needle in a real way.
Hey, Jordan, what do you feel like? You mentioned that maybe teams aren't interested in moving guys. What if we move the trade deadline back another couple of weeks? Does that do anything, you think, to get people interested? Or is there just so much with the parity and stuff right now that people still feel like they're in it, and that's why they're not getting any movement?
I think we just lost Jordan Schultz there. Fox Sports NFL insider Jordan Schultz joining us here.
God, I thought
on your home of the Cowboys.
Question.
I thought that was a good one. Maybe we can get him back.
Yeah. I thought that was a good point too. But you know what he was saying earlier, that, you know, teams, I think it's not only about thinking they're contenders now, but it's like, how do we become a playoff team next year?
Yeah.
And trading a Quinnen Williams or Miles Garrett, like, that is going to set you back because it's just so tough to find all pro talent like that. We got you back here, Jordan. We got Jordan Schultz back here with you.
Jordan?
Can I not hear him?
No.
Is it just my headphones that are out? Oh, okay. Nobody can hear.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Jordan Schultz, so something weird happened with our phone? Is that a...
That's possible.
Yeah, we are getting ready to move studios next week, so apologies to Jordan Schultz.
Do you want me to go out in the parking lot and do it on the phone?
Yeah, go out there.
Well, you never know. We'll have to stay frosty. We got you now, Jordan.
Yeah, I'm here. I was saying, I think you were asking about...
trade deadlines. The trade deadlines. Do we need to move them back?
Well, they moved it back a year. 2 years ago, they moved it back a week. It used to be on Halloween.
Right.
And they moved it back a week. And I thought that helped, but I'm not convinced it did. I think it might have made it worse.
Oh, okay.
Because now, yeah, but I don't know. I mean, listen, you have basically 22 teams that are 500 or better. I mean, all these teams think they're still in contention.
Right.
And then the teams that aren't in contention, you know, pick a New Orleans. They don't like to make trades. There's certain teams that just don't want to make moves. So you're limiting the field is already limited, but I guess to your point, if you moved it back another week or two, and you had teams that were firmly out of it or really close to being out of it, yeah, perhaps it would help spur some more action.
Jordan Schultz with us now. What do you think about the idea of the Cowboys? Maybe they lose to Arizona, they fall to 3-5-1. Could they be in any way sellers at this deadline?
I don't think so. I think if anyone, if I look at Dallas realistically and the state of the NFC East and really the NFC as a whole, there's still a massive window for them to make a playoff push, even with another loss. I wouldn't say they're going to be sellers. I don't think they're going to be huge buyers, but I do think a move is going to be made on the defense side of the ball.
We've had a weird situation going on with Trayvon Diggs. I don't know, and this might be something that you haven't even put out feelers for, but do you think there would be a market for Diggs out there if the Cowboys were to try and shop him?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think, there is clearly a real disconnect between him and the front office and the organization based on and I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to figure that out. Based on what Jerry has said, based on what Micah has said in recent days, it just the fact that they're such good friends and how that was handled. I don't know what the fix is in Dallas between the two, but there is a market for Diggs. Now, the question would become, how much of the salary would Dallas be willing to take on? And I think he still has 3 years left, so there's a lot of contract there, but there's nothing guaranteed, I believe, after this season, which would help potentially a move to be made. And I think, I don't know if it's, I wouldn't say this with certainty, but I would imagine that maybe both sides might benefit from a change of scenery.
How much are your insider social circles buzzing about what exactly went down there a week and a half ago?
With Trayvon and the team?
Yeah, and the concussion.
Oh, I think there's a lot of question marks about doubt. First of all, there's a lot of these teams. You know, Baltimore was another one. Baltimore didn't, the way that they didn't report Lamar's practice, that whole thing, that was really strange. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's a lot of trust in general right now in terms of how teams are putting out injuries. And that one, I think, was very strange. I think when Trayvon Diggs was at his best a couple of years ago and really a true playmaker, elite corner, which I think he still can be, he was incredibly competitive. And I don't know what the disconnect is. But when Jerry came out and said that, you know, he wasn't here, he wasn't in the facility, just as a fan, that bothered me first and foremost. So I can imagine it really upset and probably bothered the player. And I think since then, both sides have been on completely opposite sides of the page.
Okay, let's just before we get out of here, ask you about Max Crosby and Trey Hendrickson. Do you feel the same way about them as you do Myles Garrett, that they won't be traded, or is there still a possibility?
Crosby, no. I definitively would say Crosby, no. But Hendrickson, I tell you what, I know several teams have called on Hendrickson, San Francisco being one of them, although they just made the trade yesterday, last night, for Keon White. Hendrickson, I don't think, is going to be back in Cincinnati after the season. I feel confident about that. And the Bengals, you know, the AFC North is so open that even as much as they struggle without Burrow, there's still a window for them to make a playoff run. And if they were to, they have basically told me that Burrow's rehab has gone very well and they believe he'll be back mid-December. If they're even remotely close to the playoffs, then it's worth keeping Hendrickson. But the defense has been horrible, and they just don't, to me, like, everything has to go very well for them to make a playoff push. And you're already seeing injuries with Flacco, and we know what Jake Browning is and isn't. I would be very surprised if Hendrickson's traded. They don't want to trade him, but it's not one of those situations, to me, like a Max Crosby, where if the phone rings, you're just hanging it up, if that makes any sense.
Hey, Jordan, real quick, I know we'd say we're going to let you go. Do you think there's a market for George Pickens?
Oh, massive. But they, you know, I know they haven't had any extension talks, and obviously there's a lot of contention, or at least there was, between David Mulugeta and Jerry Jones in the organization.
Sure.
There would be a monster market for Pickens. I mean, he's a bona fide number one wide receiver. He's already eclipsed his touchdown rate. I think he's at six. He should be a Pro Bowler.
Sure.
I mean, he's been awesome. To be honest, full transparency, I haven't even asked whether or not he'd be available, because I haven't heard his name at all.
Sure.
And I think Dallas, to me, I don't see a scenario where they'd move him. And from everything I've been told, he's been really good in the locker room. And that was obviously, you know, Pittsburgh didn't feel good for whatever reason about him. I don't see a scenario where he's dealt. But I could see a scenario where Diggs is dealt. And, again, I think Dallas is – there is a move or two to be made for them on the defensive side of the ball.
Yeah, the only reason we would say that is because if they didn't have the intent of re-signing him,
right,
or franchise tagging him, could you get more value for him now than, say, waiting for the compensatory pick?
Oh, his value would never be higher
than
it is right now.
Gotcha.
Problem is that, you know, Dallas, I think the organization believes that if they get another defensive player or two, that they can win 10, 11 games.
Yeah.
And you know, you don't want to be, obviously we saw with Micah, and that was its own story in its entirety, but you don't want to be a team that's just trading away your best players. And,
sure.
For all intents and purposes, I don't know who's been better than George Pickens this year.
Yeah.
I did want to promote the Schultz Report. Great episode with DeMarvian Overshown, Agent Zero. What were your takeaways talking with him? He's just the man, isn't he?
Yeah, that was so cool. I was blown away by him. I think the biggest takeaway was his attitude. You know, I mean, the story he told me that stood out the most, fellas, was he tears his ACL, MCL, PCL. The trainer comes out on the field and says, you know, do you need a cart? He says, no, because I know I'm not going to be on this field for a really long time. So he basically gets helped off the field, but he walks off on his own power. And his entire demeanor and his maturity and the fact that he beat the timeline by basically 6 months, it's incredible. And I think he's going to be one of the premier linebackers in the league. And the fact that he's going to be playing an NFL game in basically 2 weeks is awesome.
Thank you so much for your time, Jordan. Enjoy the trade deadline. We'll try to catch up with you soon.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Fox NFL insider Jordan Schultz here with you in the G-Bag Nation on your home of the Cowboys. Okay, we got a C-note coming up here. Cowboys news of the evening as we'll get you even more names that are churning with the trade deadline coming up 6 days away and answer some of your texts about this coming up next year on The Fan.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.